Supporters of Fort Drum say the Army base near Watertown should be spared from deep cuts as the military downsizes after the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Army brass toured Fort Drum and the region late last week as they near the end of a review of 30 military installations to determine where to cut. Army officials held a listening session in Watertown Friday evening to hear from local officials and the community about the importance of Fort Drum to the surrounding area. But before the listening session, several thousand people held a rally to show those But before the listening session, several thousand people held a rally to show their support for Fort Drum. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
It's like a big game is about to begin in the JCC gymnasium. The bleachers are filled with people in yellow shirts cheering and holding huge foam fingers. Cheerleaders shake their pom-poms. A net filled with balloons hangs from the ceiling. No one in the crowd is in uniform. These are residents of Watertown, Luray, Evans Mills, and other small towns that surround the base. And the team they're rooting for? Fort Drum. The Army marching band snakes around the room. The balloons fall to the floor. Everyone is here to prevent cuts at Fort Drum. The Army is in the midst of deciding where to cut 70,000 troops by 2017. Fort Drum has been asked to prepare for the loss of 16,000 Army jobs. Officials say that would result in a $1 billion economic loss to the community. That means one thing to Delonte Anderson.
We'll lose our jobs. They'll probably lay us off.
Anderson works in housekeeping at Samaritan Hospital in Watertown.
They did a big layover last year, and they said they'd lay a lot of us off probably again, too.
Tattoos. Want a tattoo? They won't stay on long.
There's a tattoo crew. They're pressing wet towels to people's arms and cheeks and applying I Love Fort Drum tattoos. Rebecca Rally has balloons tied to her wrist. She's a teacher and cheerleading coach at Indian River School.
A lot of my students and a lot of my athletes are military dependents, and our school is at least 65% military, so it would make a huge impact, and it would be a very negative one.
Rally isn't from a military family, but she went to Indian River School years ago. She's seen how Fort Drum's growth has transformed the area and the school.
It's changed everything. The economy, the school has grown immensely. The people that I meet now, it's more varied. It's more multicultural. It's all in all, it's become a better place to be.
Debbie Cavallario says she remembers how small Watertown felt before Fort Drum. She says the area is now more diverse.
And I really consider that one of the biggest blessings that Fort Drum has brought to us. They bring America to this little town of Watertown.
Kids are going crazy popping the balloons on the floor as people move onto the official part of the night, the public hearing with Pentagon officials. Representative Elise Stefanik, State Senator Patty Ritchie, and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, and many other local officials stress the base's importance to the local economy. Some have criticized the notion of using the military for economic development. Green Party candidate Matt Funicello even made that an issue in last fall's congressional race. James Schmoltz is a veteran of the 10th Mountain Division and now works as a contractor on the post. He's a Fort Drum booster, but he says it would be better for the region to not rely so heavily on Fort Drum. Now he sees few alternatives.
Clearly, we all wish that there'd be other types of industry up here. I mean, we have Airbrake. They employ a few hundred people out there. You still have, at least one paper mill up here. But clearly, unfortunately, the community does rely on Drum, and that's just the way it is.
After 2 hours of testimony, local radio personality Diane Chase rose from her seat and addressed the Pentagon and Fort Drum officials on stage.
These are our families. These soldiers are our families. Their families are our families. We are family, sirs. Okay? You don't mess with us.
The crowd went wild.
I'm just saying it how it is.
For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.